Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you are feeling the pressure this year when it comes to trying to pick out the perfect gift for people who are most likely not going to reciprocate the favor? And I don't care what anyone says. Gift giving is a skill. Not everyone has it. It can't be taught. Some people are great when it comes to picking out the perfect gift. And I would make the argument that I'm one of those people.
I wouldn't. Oh, well, I fear I would.
I disagree. 585-252-9800.
You gave me a literal piece of the ground.
You know what?
A piece of the wall.
Here's what's frustrating is that anyone who really appreciates the Colosseum.
Are you putting it back on me?
No, I'm saying though, like everybody thought that was a really. Guys, I went to Italy and I came back with a piece of the Colosseum that I gave to Breezy.
Which something is just theft.
It was thousands of years old. What would you have liked?
Honestly, some nice Italian leather would have been great. A nice Italian.
But I understand
bag.
That. Yeah, but you're not my girlfriend.
I've been to Italy. It's not that expensive. It's like 20 euro.
I just don't feel like that
you
was.
You go to the leather market, you just support local artists. You know what I mean? It's not that deep.
I don't know.
Ask for a Louis Vuitton.
I'm just saying, though. I was like, I don't know. I thought it was a lovely gift, and you're the only person who got it. I thought you would have appreciated it. I was wrong.
Every day.
How many of you guys exchange gifts with a coworker you're close to? Have you ever, I don't know, have you ever gone out of your way to get them something really nice, and then they didn't appreciate it? Or
yeah, they didn't have actually.
Didn't come close to the amount you actually spent on them. Maybe you spent, I don't know, you dropped $100 on them. They came back with like, here's this. $10 gift card to Dunkin.
Said it before, I'll say it again. People ask for things, you get them said thing, and then they never use it. So that is the most infuriating thing. My co-host before you, all they wanted was a little like mini fridge so they could put it in their car. Never once used it, never took it out of the box. I sold it on Facebook.
You bought it and then sold it?
I mean, years later, yeah, I did.
Where do you put a mini fridge in the vehicle?
It connects to the cigarette lighter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something I would have used.
I asked for it.
Yeah.
So I got it.
So one year I get my boss this $75 snow globe. Okay.
That's on you a little bit, right?
Well, she collected them. She got me soap on a rope. I swear, this is not even a joke. I was 18 working at a car dealership. I didn't have any money. I got a bar of soap with rope attached to it.
Why?
I don't know. It looked like she got it right out of the Monroe County prison. It was the most unusual gift I've ever received. And I went out of my way to spend majority of my paycheck on this snow globe that she loved. And I bring this up because I've been racking my brain on what to get my beautiful co-host Breezy for Christmas. So of course I'm stumped. Because what do you get the woman who already has it all?
I'll send you my Amazon wish list. Don't you worry.
New car, new house, new fiance, new engagement ring. What do you want? So, of course, I reach out to the person who she's closest to, her fiance, Patrice. I said, do me a solid. I need help on what to get Breezy. She goes, okay, let me think about this. I'll get right back to you. She sends me a list. And right away, I had to text her back. And I said, this is useless. This is terrible.
Why?
The first thing on that list was a garbage can. I said,
what she already bought for me, so don't buy it.
And then she starts sending me, she's like, all right, so I would go to Home Goods, but she wants organizers for under the sink. So maybe a couple of bins.
I really do.
I said, those aren't things I'm going to get for her.
That's all I need, really. That's really all I need.
And I'm like, you can't be a little bit more creative than this.
Why would I? That's just a selfish take. Why would I change what I want/need so you can feel better about getting me a gift?
It's not about me feeling better. It's just more along the lines of, like, last year you got me that really cool tracksuit from Costco.
Yeah, you love
and
it.
I wear it a lot
because that's what you asked for. That's what you wanted.
Well, because I saw you wearing one. I'm like, that looks comfy.
Trendsetter.
So Patrice texts me this Christmas list that I'm like, I don't know. Is this the best you got? She's like, I think so. I was like, I don't know. It looks like you just met this woman last week. I need you to dig deeper.
No, that's all I gave her on my list. So I just need to organize the kitchen more than anything. And if you really want to help me and you really want to get me something I love, Amazon gift card all the way. So you can feel better about what you're getting me and I can go buy what I need.
2 years ago, our limit was like $20. Then
I'll tell you right now, it's not $20 now.
Then I estimate, I don't know. I'm trying to spend. She's like, what's your limit? I said, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Breezy on their head.
The limit does not exist.
Hello, PXY.
Good morning.
Hi, Patrice.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, it's me and my mom.
Not Marcy here, too.
What's up, Marcy? I don't think we've ever had the privilege of speaking.
Good morning. I'm the Grinch.
Yes. Okay, so, Patrice, I'm not trying to call you out this morning, but I was just, I'm not getting Breezy a garbage can.
I know. I was just telling you the things that she, like, her wish list is not ideal, is what I'm saying. Like, the things she will be opening on Christmas morning from me include a garbage can, a razor, and a toothbrush. So,
yeah,
that's
so
all I want.
She wants the garbage can for Christmas?
So, yes. Toiletries. So, toiletries.
That's all I need.
Toiletries, correct. So, I don't know. Just get her whatever you think is best because nothing is going to please her.
All right. That's what I'm saying, too.
Will please
me. Can I ask you something real quick? Do you think my gift I got her from Italy was, you know, subpar? Or what were your thoughts on the rock I got her that was part of the Coliseum?
Honestly, she's never shown it to me, and I'm a little upset, but I think it's ideal. I think it's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
You got me a rock, and you came home, and I was like, I have a rock. I got a rock already. So
listen, I know you guys both have a wedding coming up, and I want to tell you this directly, Breezy. I don't need you to go overboard.
It's too late.
This year?
It's too late.
Really?
It's too late.
It is too late. Also, I can't stand both of you because you guys both wait till the last minute to get gifts. Breezy on Sunday was like, we need to buy Moose a gift. The gift isn't getting here till Saturday.
But we're exchanging gifts on Friday. How is this going to work?
I'll have to put a picture of it up somewhere.
Oh, jeez. I'm glad I know this.
I mean, Amazon is a lie. 2-day shipping, my ass. Please, give me a break.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go with the...
Oh my gosh.
Gonna have to go with the garbage can this year. All right, Patrice, thanks for your help anyways.
No problem.
Okay, bye, Marcy.
Peace out.
Peace out. That's your future mother-in-law.
Yeah, I can't. It's a lot.
I love it.
Peace out.
Yeah, peace out indeed. I will say this, and I think we're gonna talk about this a little later, either today or tomorrow. One of the best parts about being engaged is the fact that now Patrice and I, it's our God-given right to split gifts so I don't have to pay full price for anything anymore. Now it's just from the Patrice's. It's not like Patrice and me. It's
how nice of a feeling that takes such a weight off your shoulders.
She just Venmo requests me for the gifts that she bought, and I'm like, perfect. Thank you so much. Wrapped, ready to go under the tree. I'm like, great. I love it here. I absolutely love it here.
What do you contribute to the relationship?
I bring a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. My personality is enough to carry me through.
Right.
Wake up. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
This weekend was a huge weekend here in Rochester. A new women's shelter celebrated its grand opening on Saturday afternoon right here in our beautiful city. Pulling My Sister Up is officially dedicated to women supporting women and the shelter behind it. This was a celebration that was held, and the location is on Spencer Street, and it's a very highly anticipated opening with holiday festivities, refreshments, and winter gear giveaways all took place this past weekend. Pulling My Sister Up is a women's shelter that is really embodying strength and the idea of women coming back, supporting one another, and having just all women sitting there and rooting for one another as well, says the CEO and founder of Pulling My Sister Up. The shelter has 5 rooms and it can house up to 14 women. They also provide resources for everything along the lines of business, physical, mental, and all things wellness. So, I mean, a lot of people are in difficult situations right now that they never anticipated to find themselves in. So knowing that we have something like this here in Rochester, brand new at that, is pretty great.
Yeah, grand opening. Located right there on 63 Spencer Street. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show, do you think some childhood memories are meant to be kept or left behind, you guys? How many of you still keep your kids' baby teeth in their hair? Is it creepy or is it sentimental? We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
Will be.
Is it creepy or sentimental? How many of you keep your kids' hair and teeth as a keepsake?
Oh.
People do it, man. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm having a hard time remembering how we got into this yesterday, but, you know, I mentioned that my mother still has a few pieces of my hair from my very first haircut.
Wow.
She's a very sentimental woman.
Just like you.
Yeah. For whatever reason, the whole collecting of teeth, hair, and bones, I don't know, it just gives off very creepy vibes.
For sure.
Times were different back then. I don't think anyone is still doing this type of thing. You know what I'm saying? How many of you, 585-252-9800, still are attached to different pieces of your child from childbirth? I don't know. Why keep the teeth? Why the teeth?
I'm under the notion that like they'll disintegrate because they're dead and they're so, like baby teeth are so small. It's not like losing an adult tooth.
No.
You know what I mean?
What, they don't disintegrate. I mean, they'll last depending on how you, where you keep them. They're fine.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure my mom might still have one of my first teeth that, my tooth that fell out. I don't know why. Where do you guys put this stuff? And how long do you actually hold on to it for? I'm dying to know. I need to know. Hold on a second. Hello, Peaks Y. Who's this?
This is Allison.
All right. Go ahead, Allison. You're live. Good morning.
Good morning. You absolutely keep that stuff. It's not like it's old school. It is, if you have a baby book, there's a place for the hair. And I kept all my son's pinkies and his teeth. It's just, it has nothing to do with being old school. It has to do with being a parent. Trust me.
But how often do you go back and look at that stuff?
What do you do with it?
Okay. So every year on my son's birthday, we go through his baby book. And I'm like, this is from your first haircut. Of course, I care more than he does. But it's what you do. I promise you. Once you have a child, you'll be like, you got to get that little clip. It's like all these things all of a sudden become important that you think are so crazy.
But is it necessary to keep every tooth?
Oh, God, no. No, that's a little weird.
Okay, okay. You don't have all of them. Got it.
I don't have his organs. Okay, I don't have his organs in the baby book.
Right. There's no organs that you're keeping away. Got that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's okay. Apparently.
Every year, she's like, let's go look at your hair. She's like, okay, can we have cake now?
Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Eva. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Eva.
Hi.
Pretty solid.
Well, okay, I'm calling because so you guys are talking about keeping your child's hair and your teeth and everything, right?
That's yes. Right.
What about foreskin? So I've kept all of my baby's teeth in a small little keepsake box. It's really cute. And I labeled it by age because, like, each one has, like, a different phase of their childhood, you know, like, different things that are happening.
Right.
So I keep a lock of hair from his child, from his first haircut, and actually, you know what, now that I think of it, I actually remember crying, because he didn't look like a baby anymore.
Can anyway, we go back? Why don't we back up to the foreskin thing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what?
Please, no, please tell me you don't.
Oh, really?
Eva, in what world, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, look, it's like his first day of life, right? Like his first day of life. Like, it's not like I, like, put it on the shelf, you know, and been like, hey, everybody, look at my son's foreskin. Like, I don't do that.
Why keep that? You kept your son's hair clippings, his teeth that fell out, his first teeth, and then you took it in a step further and decided to keep his foreskin after you circumcised. And put it where?
It's the first day. Well, it's just, like, in a mason jar on my shelf in my closet. It's not like I'm, like, putting it on the mantle.
Why is it... so much better. Why is it not with the teeth and the hair? What's happening?
Yeah, you separated them.
Well, because it's his foreskin. I don't know.
Wait, does your son know that you have this?
Oh, no. No.
There's no reason to keep that. I don't... I don't get it.
How old is your son?
15.
You've kept this for 15 years?
This is odd.
After all the moves and the reorganizing and the purging,
you gotta take it with you.
Yeah. I'm not going to purge, like, his first day of life things.
Do you keep the umbilical cord, too? Like, what's...
Oh, I don't have the umbilical cord. I'm not weird.
There are mothers who have been known to keep some of the placenta after they've given birth.
Oh, my God.
And they eat it.
Yeah, people will eat it.
So, look, my best friend has her daughter's baby teeth, along with pieces of her hair, like, in, you know, a little bottle, you know, I mean, on display, on actual display in her house. So I don't think it's that bad that I keep mine, you know, in the closet.
Whatever you got to tell yourself, that's fine. You have foreskin. He's 15 years old. It's going to make a great
memories.
Yeah, it's going to make a great stocking stuffer this year.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to share with us that you kept?
I think it would be less weird if you did a shadow box of all of it, but like the fact that there's like
they're separated
teeth and hair and like a baby book somewhere, and then there's like a jar of foreskin with a spotlight shining down on it in your closet is like a
touch.
Doesn't
have a spotlight. There's no spotlight.
Okay, because that's so much weirder than what you're doing. Like, what?
There's no spotlight. It's just, I don't know. Obviously, I felt like it was like a slightly different than his teeth and hair. That's why I put it separately. It's like a memory all bottled up in my closet. I just keep it there. I don't know. It just feels weird. When I did try to throw it out once, and I couldn't.
You're a sentimental woman.
I am.
You can call it that.
I am. I love my son.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Eva, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Okay, let's hurry up and get through this segment so we can call the police.
No,
Matt says, Moose, Breezy, did I hear this woman keeps her son's foreskin? 100% serial killer vibes. I don't get it. Hair and teeth are normal. Angel just texted in and said, look, my parents still have mine. I never thought twice about it. The whole foreskin thing made me physically uncomfortable in my car.
Yeah.
I don't judge her as a mom, but I don't think that should be normalized.
She said she didn't keep their umbilical cord. She's not weird, but she kept the foreskin.
Right.
Lady, you're weird.
So here's what we learned this morning. Baby teeth, acceptable. First haircut, sentimental. Your son's foreskin in a mason jar?
Silence of the Lambs.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.